Meeting of the Port Townsend is called to order at 1 p.m. September 14, 2020. Welcome to our first monthly meeting. I am your chair, Commissioner Hossie, District 2. Here with me is Commissioner Hankey, District 3. We're meeting in person at our Point Hudson Pavilion building, in addition with Zoom and phone access. Feel free to stand and join us for the Pledge of Allegiance.
To the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Right. Side of business here is approval of the agenda. Comments?
I have nothing.
Right. Hearing no concerns, the agenda is approved.
Excuse me, Madam Chair, were you going to amend the agenda as it relates to consent?
I thought I would do that when I got to the consent agenda. Thank you. I thought that's what you wanted me to do. I can do it now.
What do you
want? Okay, got it. Okay. The next portion of our meeting are public comments. Our court welcomes your comments in writing before or live from our meeting presented to our commission and part of the record. The purpose is for you, our public, to inform us, your commission, about your views. We will not be entering into a dialogue during this time and encourage you to contact individual commissioners for further discussion. If you're intending and purpose, please step up to the podium and you'll have a 3-minute time limit after your introduction of yourself. Attending on Zoom, raise the hand icon to let us know you'd like to speak. If attending by phone, press *9 to let us know you'd like to speak.
The clerk has no participants online that wish to speak.
So with no one wishing to speak in public today or via Zoom or phone, we will proceed then to the consent agenda. Our next item of business is the consent agenda. We have several items on it. Are there any corrections that you would like to make or
on the
additions?
Consent agenda?
Yes. No. So two items here. We don't have our regular business meeting minutes from August 10th to approve. So we'll have another chance to do that later. Approval and ratification of warrants is on our list. A resolution authorizing the sale of vessels. Item D, JCI land use assignment and amendment will be postponed to our next meeting. Item E, resolution 773-22, establishing the Northwest Global Remote Building as a sole provider for certain equipment and services, which includes a skid for pump out facility at a port, a mobile pump out facility, a water board mobile pump out facility. We want to thank Jeff Kelly for doing all the footwork to get that grant with that organized. Item F, resolution 774-22, FEMA authorizing the designated agent to obtain federal and state disaster assistance funding. And finally, item G, execution of the professional engineering service agreement during construction of Point Hudson Breakwater Replacement Project. With those corrections, I move to adopt the consent agenda.
Yeah, my second.
Okay, consent agenda is accepted. So, item five, our next one, second reading, we have none. Next item, first reading, we have none. And now we're on to regular business, which is a July year-to-date financial report. So we're ready for Abigail to fill us in. Page 126 for those of you who have the packet.
Thank you, Commissioner Hossie. So yes, as you turn to page, which I think is 127 of the packet, but the listing first thing up is all the capital work that's being done this year. Done a lot of work this summer. This is just through July. but here today that's $731,000 worth of work to include the jetty, the pavilion, old Coast Guard building renovation for the new yard and mortgage office, and a bunch of other projects.
Is that completed, Coast Guard building?
Nope. No, we're waiting for the permitting to allow the foundation to be laid and then it to be moved, and then they'll finish the interior.
So it's been drywalled.
Yeah.
And it's been painted. So it's been like, so all the windows and everything, electrical, plumbing, HVAC. So it's as far as you can get it, so it's moved.
But as far as the 191,000 budget and the 195 here today, the budget probably didn't contain a foundation.
No, we're gonna spend more than that.
Yeah. And on that same subject, aside from the future group, we need, is this building complete?
Nearly. We still have some furnishings to do upstairs. We're painting this building at least next week. So the exterior painting yet to be done and the roofing. So there's nothing new. We're close on this one. Some new lighting, we're gonna add some more lights up there. So you all can see.
Let's see, then of course we've got the vessel destruction work being done with DNR. I understand we have another agreement coming up for 4 more vessels, which is exciting. And the capital purchases and the contracted capital services that we've had done, it's almost matching to what we've done for our other projects with $753,000 year to date.
We go back just 1 second. I'm curious on the FEMA Bohemian Marina pavement repair.
Mm-hmm.
Are we going to be reimbursed for any of that through FEMA, or is that so that 80,000 that's year to date? Will we get that back?
75%.
It's definitely trending that direction. Like on the consent agenda was the agreement, which sets the stage for us to be reimbursed.
Okay.
So, but yeah, and it's working through the process, which is expensive, but it's we'll get there.
Hopefully next year. Then moving on to the next page. Well, unless you have any questions on what I just mentioned prior to your question, Commissioner Hasse, on the capital purchases and the contracted capital services.
Like the capital project, or capital purchases, they're great. I just noticed sometimes we've budgeted a lot for things that we haven't done yet, like dock renovations and planning replacement, Bohemian Main breakwater repairs, and I'm assuming that the breakwater repairs and Bohemian have to do with, we're trying to work with Army Corps on that. Is that
the project's now permitted? So that permit was received maybe 3 months ago or so. So that's more of a scheduling, and I don't know if we've got an update, but that's a permitted funded project and could be able to happen in the
right now. Right. Yes, so we're going to engage with the original little bidder, American Construction. To move forward with that contract, we kind of set it aside because we were laser focused on point nuts and breakwater. And we didn't want to create any awkward bidding situations where somebody appeared or may have had an actual advantage in bidding for point nuts and breakwater project.
So, one last question in that $350,000, is that going to come from us or from?
No, it's a combination of insurance proceeds and Bohemian reserve funds.
Okay. Thank you.
And that all of that repair we hope to demolish and not to distribute those new breakwater. So, yeah. I make some search on that. And that project's probably, I don't know what we figure, 6-7 million now.
Yeah, at least.
It's going up by the day. Back to the morning, back to the morning meeting conversation. Remarkable how much rock costs more than they used to.
Yes, we have this property that seems to climb daily.
And we're staying with the salt, right? Or did we go to Grant on the gym?
For which one? For here. This one?
This one.
It is the salt,
okay,
that met the compression or the compressive strength requirement. So
that's
how far it exceeded. It had to be 12,000 PSI, and test results on the salt rock were close to 20,000 PSI on average. So it's extremely strong rock.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Any other comments or questions on the WIPs or the capital purchases or contracted services? Okay, that takes us to the next page where we look at the cash balances. We're looking pretty healthy. Our reserves have gone up, not IDD, but just other reserves have gone up about 728,000. IDD, of course, has gone up almost 2 million. That's because of our levy increase this year. Also that we haven't spent a whole lot of yet, but I'm sure in the next few months, Orion will be doing this.
Yeah, we'll start spending that.
Mm-hmm. And then unreserved has gone down by about 816,000. But overall, our cash investments year to date compared to the prior year are up 1.5%. Then debt service, we're halfway through the year and halfway through our debt service for the year. Our next big hit comes is December 1 for the 2010 LGTO bond. And then the page I handed out, which is not in your packet, but should be, it's the financial statement page, the consolidated. Shows you the year-to-date July numbers by location with operating revenues. Yard operations continue to be the leader in the revenues. But overall, from year to year, we're up almost half a million from the prior year, and almost that same amount when compared to budget. It's pretty substantial. And I think one of the items Commissioner Hasse mentioned at the workshop this morning, when you look down at the operating expenditures, we're almost neck and neck with the comparative to last year and this year, where we are with our variance to year to year. Although it's a little closer to budget, which makes me happy. Budget's only down about 200,000 from where we are. But we're doing a lot of work, that's for sure. And a lot of that is coming from the facilities and operations, which is a conglomerate of items. If you want to look at the detail, it's on page 146. It's part of the back informational items in the packet. 146 shows you more detail of facilities and operations line items. Which include all sorts of supplies, operating computer, environmental, truck pool, postage, janitorial, fuel, equipment, bank charges, membership fees, all that sort of thing. Launched into that line item. But just in looking at that, you can see the comparative year to year and also to budget. The largest items that are off budget, or over budget, I guess you could say, are the operating supplies. Well, repair and maintenance is first and foremost for 130,000 compared to budget. Again, I think it's just because we're doing more, and I think we have to increase that line item this year to account for all the work that our repair and maintenance department is doing. Also, bank charges are up, which is expected due to the MOLO. I mean, the platform encourages computer credit card payments, which get us paid faster. So that's to be expected. Equipment rental is up. A lot of that is also related to the stormwater in the yard, the equipment rental of those two tanks for the stormwater treatment system that's currently in place. So that'll go away once that project is completed. And of course, looking at fuel and lubricants, you can see the increase in inflation that's really taking us up.
What about facilities and operations?
So that, the purple, okay, here we go.
I know, we're out.
Yeah, so that is the, that's the sum total of this, that purple section. That gets rolled up and consolidated.
Oh, I see. Yeah. So you're going to have to realign your bank charges line item, right?
Mm-hmm.
More question.
Yeah. To be more realistic. We go back to the consolidated use overall. Again, when you get down to the bottom line at the net operating expense, you know, year to year, we're up $778,000. A lot of that, again, is IDD money. Also, our strong operating revenues and budget, we're over budget, more than budget, not over budget, more than budget by almost $350,000 income for the year. I think overall, we're doing well this year, although it is a cautionary tale with the expenses as far as they're seeming to keep in pace with our revenues. So that's something we'll have to consider when we're working on 2023.
So will that fact that although our revenues are up, our operating expenses are up even more, will that be part of how we budget then for next year?
I think so.
A little bit more, even knowing that we've got 10% more materials and expenses for everything as well. Focus on me to see where we can increase revenues without doing more.
Right, because we like to not have a loss, but always have a little bit of money coming in to the bottom. So,
yeah, some of this we really need to wait a little more in the year to see too. Our maintenance component. I believe that's probably a bit front loaded. So we'll see the rate of spending go down. So it's not going to be even rate. You can't look at July to that 712 spending is a big. But you know, we'll see. There's some estimating that goes involved there.
And a big chunk of money will be hitting us in September, which is the insurance payment. So that includes our general liability, our property, the marina insurances, the two insurances we have out at the JCIA for the UST, the underground storage tank, as well as the airport liability. So that's going to be.
So about 350?
Probably.
$375,000. Isn't that amazing?
Which is your current approval. Yeah.
And annual insurance costs. That means we could buy a new travel every other year. If we just didn't have to be insured. It is always good to think about the insurance and make sure that we're getting what we need. Appropriately insured. But that has a lot of work to go through that process. So, there are alternative tools or programs.
Is that something the Washington Public Courts Association could do? Reports?
Well, they could, if they so chose, they could certainly kind of build a port pool. My understanding is there isn't one, although there's a group of ports that participate in a bit of a pooling arrangement that we're not in that club, but they're not really adding new members. Like most ports use an existing public pool, or they buy insurance on marketplace.
Which is what we're doing.
We use Endurus, which is a public pool. And they insure, you know, fire districts, libraries, cities, towns, ports. They're a pretty good sized pool based out of Spokane.
There we go. Good question. So that I'm on page 128 at the bottom, looking at debt service for the year. Uh-huh. 2010 L301. That 80,744 till June 1st. Is that a monthly interest payment?
No. That was just once a year interest only payment.
And then the other one is a once a year interest principal interest.
Exactly.
On both of these, we're kind of on the back side of them in terms of we're paying more principal than our interest as far as the benefit of paying them off really is not really there.
I'm not sure I would say that. So, I mean, if we have the ready capital, love to buy that $1 million a year and you know, there's more room.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we're on track now to be done with those in 5 years. Whether we do it more, do it earlier, I think we need the money for other things. So, it's, you know, we've got projects and initiatives out there. Fire cash, so it's at least something I would not be thrilled to take money out of existing cash and use it to pay that off earlier than our current tonight.
Is that existing? Is that interest rate fixed in the realm?
Fixed and higher than it used to be in market, might be in the realm after the next Fed meeting. I don't know, would it?
The I'm not sure about the 2015. I'd have to check on that. But I was just looking at the 2010. That is variable, but it's not variable like a regular mortgage. It's not that
more or less.
Less variable. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, who knows? It's certainly. I mean, for the commission, it would be a discussion to have. Or,
Yeah, that's not all.
Yeah, so 2015, we've got to ride that horse to the end of 2025. So it's really the 2010, I think. And the 2010, you know, only 7 years on the clock. We had to get a little look at that about a year ago for the potential of refunding, you know, which theoretically would lower the interest rate. But again, with our anticipated, at that point, 6 years on the clock,
sounds like you're looking at it and paying close attention. The best way to spend on money.
No, we can get a grant to pay it off. Like the bank. God, we should change it. Instead of 83% AB doc, we'll make it 83%, you know, tuition or something. We just have that forget.
That's all I have. If you have any other questions.
We appreciate your work for all of your work. Looking carefully at where our money's going and what's in the best interest of our public airport, all of it. It's a complex problem when you're looking at inflation, how to keep things affordable, and how to pay people what they deserve, and how to have the staff to do it right when you want to do it. So thank you for your diligence.
Okay, then.
Thank you.
that mean that we have regular business? And now we're on to comments.
We've got quite a few things headed your way this fall. We got mentioned this morning, anticipating on the next agenda to have some conversation with the commission. Talk about the back 40, talk about the future of the duplex, the commander's beach house. We want to talk about parking here at the Point Hudson. So, for the bigger policy level direction from the commission on those things. So, we can start looking at it. We'll ask Eric to kind of give you thinking on the next steps on our strategic plan. And like, Matt, are you comfortable giving a brief quill scene? Or Eric, because we also have on your agenda the not too distant future to hear kind of what we're hearing from McDonald on the quill scene facilities assessment. So, seems like we've got a lot of things sort of pointed towards the commission as we roll into the fall after having had some fishing and sailing and sunny days. I think we all enjoyed that. And so now the agendas will be a little bit longer for a bit as we get through some material.
So just three matters to briefly outline for the commission and make sure that you know that they're on the radar screen and rapidly approaching. The first is the West expansion. We kind of passed a milestone here this past Monday evening with the intergovernmental meeting authorizing moving ahead with the North expansion and Gateway development project. But we will also be formulating a stakeholder group to help us with the West expansion, sort of along the same lines, but maybe not quite as intensive an effort for the West expansion involving, we're imagining right now, some of the folks who've been involved in the Little Haven stakeholder planning group, together with local agency officials, and then probably also some adjacent property owners. Since this western expansion, particularly of the 300 ton accessible yard, you know, would at least have the potential to have impacts if we don't mitigate adequately to adjacent property owners. So we'll be reaching out to folks and probably formulating that group and getting that engagement process going here within the next month or so. Similarly with Colson, haven't talked about that for quite a while, and I don't want to steal the thunder from Matt here, but we have a rapidly approaching grant deadline for RCO voting facilities program, which is 1 November. And what we're working on right now is kind of scoping a project application for that deadline. For Wilson, and what we're at least preliminarily imagining right now is replacement of the existing ramp together with an ADA accessible handling float that would also offer some limited additional transient recreational moorage on one side, together with parking lot improvements and restroom improvements and a dredge to the entrance channel. So more to follow. We're having a meeting, I think, that tomorrow that's going to help us better scope the project. And then I would anticipate as soon as your meeting of the 28th, or the very latest, the subsequent meeting, the first meeting in October, that we will have scoped that project consistent, we believe, with what we've heard from the Pulsing community. And be requesting authorization for that grant application. And then finally, another stakeholder engagement process, really, which is the strategic plan. We teed that up with you at your retreat earlier this year, and hoping similarly to get a stakeholder group, a citizen group, engaged and involved in helping review and prepare amendments or really just a new streamlined strategic plan or condition review. We're hopeful that we'll have the stakeholder group engaged and the process completed in early 23. So we're hopeful that we can bring something forward to you still in the winter of 23 or with the review and
Eric, should I hear in this project proposal or application in full seat? Is that going to include the restroom?
Yes. Yeah. So on the upland side, it would be trying to map, jump in, or give me the book, whatever. I think we're imagining on the one hand, doing what we can to improve the parking lot, the circulation, better delineated parking spaces and circulation pattern, particularly as it relates to ramp usage on those busy opening days, renovation of the restroom to make it ADA accessible, ramp and handling flow and a new ramp together with an entrance channel dredge. So again, not a small project.
It was the
ballpark about $2 million.
Wow.
We think we'll have a contingent grant application for a couple of reasons. One, the robust engagement and passion, and then two, we have some IDD money that we can use as match. And trying to leverage the IDD to gain some grant money.
Yeah, that's so great. That's a great project.
So more to follow, but it should be fun, and hopefully it delivers on commitments to the community and expectations. It's sort of a hidden jewel, and we hope to furnish it and display it once more.
I noticed on the budget for the year-to-date expenses and budgeted for was the Gardner Boat Grant itself. That's something that's going to be covered through a grant too.
It is budgeted, and we got funding last. I think we're in the second year of that already.
Yes.
So that was in the current plan. I think it's about 680,000 or something like that, almost 700.
Yes.
Okay.
The project costs are definitely exceeding our understanding of them at the time of the grant request, which is not shocking, but nevertheless expensive. We'll mention our next quarter report is going to be all capital projects. We're going to try to do a capital focus quarter report that also showcases, you know, you voted for an IDD, this is what it was, and we've been able to take these dollars, match them with those dollars, and develop this whole list of projects. So here's where we're at on a whole slew of them. Obviously, the cover photo is likely to be one of a crane barge here at Point Hudson getting the job started. And Gardner will be one of those things, but we'll have all the projects we're working on. We'll try to do as many as possible for that.
I guess in some way, I would just offer the observation that despite past successes, there is zero resting on laurels, and we're pushing ahead on the drought front, trying to get as much done as we possibly can.
Well, I love it when Eric goes in front of me. It's such a good project actually. Maybe the one he didn't cover was the second Necker taxiway at JCIA. Design is underway. So here in the near future, we'll probably have the design team meet with the pilot community just to share the project and just kind of hear the concerns from the pilot community. And then outside of that, I mean, Point Hudson is just on my mind. You know, we're gonna have groundbreaking ceremony. And then tomorrow is where the rubber hits the road, or where the water hits the water, however that exactly goes. But train hits the rock. Although that one sounds like it could be bad. Yeah, just kind of cherishing the moment here that we're even going to get started on the project. So, for construction.
What is the construction for the connector? JCIA connector?
I don't have an answer for that one.
Not 23.
If it could happen in 23, that would be ideal. Yeah, I think in terms of design, it's not like they're just starting to like math plan around here. In terms of design, it's not that complicated. I think more it's just stepping through the FAA process. And then in terms of construction, it's clearly not going to be as impactful as reconstructing the runway. I mean, there'll probably be some closures just to tie things in, but it should be much easier to fit in with pilots, community's needs for access. And then one other project for the scoping phase with the Bohaven Stormwater Project with Kennedy Jenks. So kind of working through scope and budget, probably in the not too distant future, sometime in October, I suspect there'll be a consulting agreement in front of the commission for authorization.
Last words out of here?
Oh no, it's just all about budget right now.
Thanks, Betsy. Can I just say
nothing to report on?
Seth, are you still with us?
I am. Yeah, I can't turn my video on, but you can hear me.
Do you have any comments for us?
I do not.
All right, then. Thank you. So, my for commissioner comments. You want to go ahead there, Commissioner?
Yeah. Really excited about Point Hudson. That's really cool. Really excited that the Wooden Boat Festival did as well as it did. It was wonderful to kind of see that get opened back up. I was at a little gathering of folks the other night, all locals, and all ecstatic about the number of boats that came and the beauty of the boats and all that. So yeah, it's the true hallmark icon of Port Townsend. And as you and I well know. And so, yeah, cool to see that running again, and hats off to staff because it really seems seamless, but bringing Wooden Boat in the weekend and then by Wednesday you got the crane out of your tearing apart took a lot of coordination. So thanks for that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. No.
So I just wanted to let you all know how positively people were speaking of the port this weekend at the Boat Festival. And also let you know that this man and his family took the Lifetime Achievement Award this year for what they've done for our community and in the maritime world. It was just really lovely to see that. Also so overjoyed that this jetty is really gonna happen and have been really pleased again and proud to be a part of the collaboration that we're doing, City Port PUD from the Under the Tent meeting where we discussed affordable housing, workforce housing solutions to the meeting we had Monday approving going forward with the preferred alternative and the fact that we're going to have a bigger boatyard to just a future. All those, according to the public input that will come along, all that, but I'm feeling very, very positive. Also, the court will be doing what it can to be involved with the marine resource MRC's grant for their vessel removal. We may be able to stand by to be of assistance with some of those, and that's through the Northwest Straits Foundation and the MRC that got a grant. So all of that just seems so positive and exciting. Very, very happy to So we are pretty much ready here to just say that our next meeting will be Wednesday, September 28th, regular meeting at 11 p.m. Does any further business? With no further business, this meeting is adjourned at 1:41.